One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Teddy in Paul's studio at the top of the house.
Gosh, it's been so long since you stayed overnight here, Teddy.
Well, it isn't because I haven't wanted to, Cliff. You know why I haven't.
You mean Paul?
Yes. He made it very clear to me right after I married Elwood that my place was with my husband.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. A day of Christmas shopping can really wear you out. You come home with a splitting headache and so tired you ache in every muscle. But say, listen, if you want to be rid of that all-gone, worn-out feeling in a hurry, just fix yourself a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer. That's right, good old dependable Alka-Seltzer. The wonderfully effective pain reliever in Alka-Seltzer can make that headache a thing of the past in almost no time, and can bring fast relief to those aching muscles, too. It's no wonder so many thousands of folks depend on Alka-Seltzer. Don't forget, you can, too. Yes, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Get a package from your druggist and never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. Chapter 4, Book 81. Paul's adopted daughter, Teddy, spent last night in her old room adjoining Paul's studio at the top of the family home. When she awoke this morning, she lay a long time gazing fondly about the room. Nothing was changed. It was still Teddy's room. The mellowed wood of the walls, the familiar darkened spot in the corner of the ceiling where the roof had leaked one winter so long ago. The pictures. Yes, everything is the same. Except Teddy Barber herself. She is now Mrs. Elwood Giddings. With a sigh, she gets up and goes to the window. It is clear and cold in San Francisco this morning, and the houses in Seacliff look very fresh and clean after last night's rain. And so it was that Teddy's day started. It is almost 9 o'clock now, and she's about to go downstairs when there's a knock on her door.
Hey, Teddy, you decent?
Cliff?
Yeah.
Come in.
Hi, honey.
Good morning, Cliff. I was just going to come downstairs.
No, you don't have to move. I got a breakfast tray for you.
Oh, Cliff, how wonderful.
I put it down over there on Paul's desk. You want to eat there, or do you want me to bring it in your room?
Well, that's fine, right where it is. So sweet of you, Cliff.
Well, I didn't cook it, honey. Mom did that. Sit down now and dive in.
Oh, this is just too perfect. Scrambled eggs is only Mother Barbara can do them. Sit down and talk to me while I eat, won't you?
Sure. Get a good night's sleep last night? You look rested.
Oh, I am. It's been weeks since I've slept like that. I'd almost forgotten what my own bed was like. It just seems to embrace you.
Mm-hmm. Well, stop dreaming and eat before everything gets cold.
Oh, such luxury. Breakfast at 9 o'clock and being waited on.
Well, it's been so darn long since you've come to see us. Maybe if we give you a little service, you'll do it more often.
Well, it isn't because I haven't wanted to, Cliff. You know why I haven't.
Yeah. At least I think I do. Paul?
Mm-hmm. He made it very clear to me that night I came here to stay right after I married Elwood that my place was with my husband. So that's what I've been doing.
Paul didn't object last night, did he? Or did you get to talk to him?
Yes, we had quite a little talk. I suppose he's had breakfast and left long ago.
Yeah. Mom said he told her he didn't wake you because you seemed so tired last night.
I was. There. I don't believe I can eat anymore.
Well, you didn't do very well, honey.
Well, it was awfully good, but I really wasn't very hungry, I'm afraid.
Teddy.
Hmm?
You're not very happy, are you?
No.
Elwood?
Oh, I don't know what it is, Cliff. Whether it's Elwood or me or a combination of the two. Anyway, the combination isn't mixing very well.
Gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. I've been suspecting something was wrong. Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I just don't know, Cliff. I only wish I did.
What did Paul have to say about it?
I didn't tell him. I wanted to. The reason I came here last night was to pour it all out. Tell him I don't see how I can go on with Elwood. And then when he came up here, he seemed so calm, so quiet and understanding that I couldn't seem to bring myself to come out with it. I'm sure he knows, though.
Oh, yeah. Paul doesn't miss much. It might have been better, honey, if you'd come right out with the whole business. Maybe he could help you out.
But how? What can anybody tell me that I don't already know? I know that Elwood is kind and sweet and reliable. He loves me. That I can't expect perfection in marriage. That you have to make adjustments. I've told myself all these things. Then I come right back to the same old blank wall of hopelessness.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. It's really tough, all right. But Paul wouldn't want you to go in with something just because of him. That'd just be worse, don't you think?
I suppose so. Oh, if I no, really
take
don't...
it easy, honey. Take. I think I heard somebody coming up the stairs. Listen. Yeah, probably Mom or Dad.
Oh dear, do I look teary?
No, no, you're okay.
I hate to be like this. Oh, good morning, Mother Barber.
Well, Teddy dear, did you get a good sleep?
Wonderful. Thank you for the grand breakfast.
You're welcome. My, it's just like old times to have you sitting here in Paul's studio.
Yes, isn't it?
Paul said he hadn't heard a sound out of you when he came down.
I feel like a lazy bones. I imagine he's hard at work at the airport already.
No, he wasn't going to the airport this morning. He said he was going over to San Rafael to see Elwood.
To see Elwood?
Well, I'm sure that's what he said, didn't he, Clifford?
He got me, Mom. He left before I got downstairs.
Funny he didn't mention it to you, Teddy.
The gal was pounding her ear. She didn't see him.
Oh, that's right. I wonder what made him decide to go over there this morning.
Yes.
What, Teddy?
Oh, what the heck. Paul hasn't seen Elwood for quite a while. He's probably just thought he'd take a run over and see how the old boy was making up.
He hasn't seen our place since Arnie Gans did all that work on it. I was telling him last night how much Arnie had improved the looks of it. He said he wanted to get over and see it.
Oh, that's probably it. And it's such a nice day, too.
Sure. I bet Elwood's taking Paul on a grand tour, showing off the Giddings estate. They've undoubtedly covered the place from stem to stern by this time.
Well, I must say that it hardly looks like the same place, Elwood. It's amazing how you've improved it.
Yes, it isn't bad at all now, Paul. Matter of fact, I'm really kind of proud of it.
Well, you should be.
Would you like to go inside again?
Why don't we sit down here on the porch steps? It's nice and sunny. It ought to be very pleasant.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, this is great. Warmer here than it is in San Francisco, I believe.
Oh, I like the climate here very much. Matter of fact, I'm becoming quite a booster for San Rafael.
Say, Elwood, I don't want to keep you from your work. You haven't got a patient waiting for you in your office, have you?
Oh, not a thing to worry about, Paul. My first appointment isn't until 10 o'clock, so there's plenty of time. My practice has come along fine, though. Keep getting busier and busier every week.
Oh, good. Won't take long for the word to get around that a good, competent dentist has taken over for old Dr. Froshaw.
Yes, I'm afraid the old man had let his practice run down almost as much as he had the place here.
Must be a great relief to you and Teddy that you got him out of here.
Well, he was beginning to get on our nerves, all right. Pretty trying having him around. For Teddy, particularly.
Mm-hmm. Are things working out pretty well for you, too, now that you're rid of that sore spot?
Well, on the whole, yes. Of course, Teddy's working awfully hard at the hospital. He is a chore for her to commute between here and San Francisco every day. But we're trying to make adjustments.
Mm-hmm. She's making it pretty rough on you, isn't she?
Well, I don't know exactly what you mean.
Don't you?
Well, in a way, I suppose I do. But what did Teddy say to you last night, Paul? Or that she was unhappy or anything like that?
Not in so many words. No, it wasn't so much what she said, it was what she didn't say that disturbed me.
I see what you mean.
I felt for some time that your situation wasn't all that it should be, but I've stayed away purposely because I didn't want to interfere.
Yes, Paul, I appreciate that you've left us alone. I've wanted to work this out on my own. I hope that Teddy and I could do it together, maturely, as husband and wife. But you're right. I'm afraid Teddy isn't too happy. I've been at the point of calling you several times, but I didn't because I didn't want you to think that I... I suppose it was pride. I hated to have you think I wasn't able to make your daughter happy.
Elwood, believe me, if she isn't happy, I don't for one minute believe that you haven't done everything you know how to make her so.
Well, thank you, Paul. I have tried. And I've thought many times of what you said to me once up in your studio. You've probably forgotten this, but I never will. You said that I'd have to be a pretty big man in this marriage. It wasn't going to be easy, and it would take all of my patience and all my understanding to make it successful. You explained to me that Teddy had an immature, emotional attachment for you that, well, that would have to be overcome before she could really experience true love. And I can see now how right you were, Paul. There is a barrier between us.
Yeah.
Not that she isn't trying to. I'm sure she is. And I can see how hard it is for her trying when she really doesn't love me. I know I get on her nerves and I irritate her. And the more I try not, the more mistakes I seem to make. When I get around her, I seem to become more awkward and just bungle things.
I know. But you've given her all your love. And she isn't able to return it. It's not her fault, of course. But because she doesn't love you, there's no reason for you to demean yourself, Elwood. It's fine to understand it, and you've made every effort to win it. You may still. I'm terribly sorry that she hasn't found happiness with you. I couldn't ever blame you, Elwood, if you asserted yourself, as a man must assert himself at times. It may be that's what she wants, and doesn't know it.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Do you have a cold right now? Is someone in your family suffering from cold misery? Then don't delay. Take Tabsin right away. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the new and different antihistaminic cold tablet. Tabsin can do more to help relieve your cold misery, and here's the reason. Tabsin is more than just an antihistamine. Yes, besides containing one of the most effective antihistamines on the market to help relieve the sniffles and sneezes of your cold, Tabsin contains other relief-giving ingredients. These ingredients help to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Now, you may have tried other antihistaminic tablets without the relief you hoped for, but remember, Tabsin is different. Yes, here is a better cold-fighting formula than just antihistamine alone. And friends, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Ask your druggist for the new and different antihistaminic cold tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer, T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Well, Elwood, I've got to be getting back to San Francisco.
Thank you very much for coming all the way over here to see me, Paul. It helped a lot to talk to you.
Maybe it isn't as bad as it looks. Everything might work out yet.
I hope so. But sometimes I wonder how long a man can go on just having hope.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but Tabsin does more. It can also relieve quickly and effectively the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, A Marriage at the Crossroads, Chapter 5, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.